lights and these lanterns on their bodies in order to try and attract other stuff into their mouths. So one of the fish is called an angerfish, you might remember if you've seen it, and it's got this lantern over its head and this massive mouth with these huge teeth, and the lantern's just attracting fish into its mouth. Why did God create that? Why did God not just create cod and haddock? Because it brings joy to him. He delights to create 34,000 species of fish. It shows his greatness and his glory and his majesty and his beauty. And he takes joy and pleasure in that. You know, that's why I think Genesis 1 is a song. Because God is singing his creation into being. And when God reaches the climax of his creation, which is the creation of human beings made in his image, he sings them into being. He delights in his design. He delights in the world. He delights in men and women. He delights and sings over you. Is that the way you view God? Do you view God as a God of joy who delights and sings over you? Or do you think that God is angry and mean? Are you like the schoolboy who, when he was asked what he thought of God, he said, "Well, it seems to me that God is the sort of person who's snooping around, seeing if anyone's enjoying themselves and trying to stop it." God is full of life. He's full of joy. He's full of delight. How can someone full of life ever be sad? How can the creator of all things be bored? He's a very happy God, which is why Psalm 16 says, "In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore." God is a very happy God who is fully and always happy. God created the universe to delight in it. But he also created the universe so it could delight in him. You know, God created the world so that there could be a relationship between what he has made and he, the maker. God created the world not just so that it could praise him, but so that it could enjoy him and delight in him. You know, that's what creation does. When you hear the blackbird singing from your chimney top at 6 o'clock in the morning, when you see the butterfly fluttering its wings over the roses, when you see the lilies opening the petals, what are they doing? They are delighting to praise their maker. They're being what God has created them to be. They're being beautiful, reflecting back God's beauty to himself. You know, when you see and hear nature and the beauty of nature, it's calling you to delight in God. When you hear the blackbirds singing, the blackbird's calling you to delight to praise its maker. I remember years ago, I was training as a teacher in Suffolk. And you know, Suffolk is really flat. And we were just traveling down the A14, which is the longest, flattest road in the world. And we traveled down there an hour every morning to get to our school to teach. And there was three of us in the car. And I remember we traveled east, directly east. And I remember one morning, we were traveling at 6:30 in the morning, and the sun came up. And the sunrise was the most beautiful sunrise I've ever seen. It was like the whole sky was one huge rainbow. All the different colors of the rainbow filled the sky, and we traveled along looking at this just incredible sky before us. And the driver of the car was talking about it and saying, "This is just amazing, it's just amazing, it's just amazing." And then finally he just had enough and said, I've just got to stop the car and take a photo. It was so beautiful. Now, what was that sunrise doing that morning? It was calling us to stop and to enjoy it. In fact, it was doing more than that. It was calling us to stop and delight through it and enjoy its maker. You see, it was calling us to stop and wonder at the beautiful God who can create something like that. It was calling us to become part of the beautiful creation that God has made. Now, we sing that, you might have sung that children's song when you were at school, "All Things Bright and Beautiful." What's the final verse of it? "He gave us eyes to see them, lips that we might tell. How great is God Almighty, who has made all things well." You know, when you see the beauty of creation, it's calling you to join in the praise and the delight of the Creator himself. You were made to delight to praise your Maker. You were made to reflect back to him his beauty. To love him with all your heart and soul and mind and strength. To love other people as yourself. To love your friends as yourself. And your neighbors as yourself. And your family as yourself. To be the beautiful person that God created you to be. But the problem is, most of the time we don't feel beautiful. You see the beauty around you in nature and you don't feel you match up to that. You don't feel like joining that blackbird in singing the praise of your Maker at 6 a.m. You don't fancy joining the choir of creation to praise the God who made us. So how can you do that? How can you fit in with what creation's doing? Why don't you feel beautiful? Why don't you feel like singing? Well, the reason we don't feel beautiful is because we don't want to live deep down with God as our Maker. We want to be the boss of our own lives, do things our way. We want to call the shots. We don't want God to do that. And as soon as we acknowledge that God is our Creator, that's what we're doing. We want ourselves, not him. But if you live without God as your boss, without God as your Maker, then you will live without his blessing and his joy and his beauty in your life. That's why you don't feel lovely. That's why you don't feel beautiful. That's why you don't want to sing and join the song of creation. So how can you fit into that? Well, you need to know that your Creator loves you. You need to know that your Creator delights in you. Because when you do that, you'll want to turn back to him and delight in him. When you know that your Creator thinks that you're beautiful, you'll want to turn back to him and reflect that beauty back to him. So how can you know that? How can you know, not just in your head, but in the depths of your heart, how can you know that God thinks that you're lovely and beautiful? By seeing who this God is who made you. Do you know, on day one, God was very specific in what he said was good. And all the other days, God said, and it was good. But on day one, God created the light and said the light was good. You know, why is God pro-light and not pro-darkness? Because physical light reflects something about the character of God. It reflects Him as pure light, as moral light, as spiritual light. Light and life go together. God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. And when God created the world, He entered the world that He had made through Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the light of the world. And as He lived in the world which He had made, which has turned away from Him and moved towards darkness, He shone as a light in the world. And then when He died on the cross, dying on the cross for our sins, dying on the cross to bring us back to Him, He died in darkness. There was darkness over the land for 3 days. The light of the world was being snuffed out in the darkness, taking God's judgment on Himself for the darkness. So that as you and I look to Jesus Christ, as we put our trust in Him, you can have God's light in your life. The Holy Spirit can come into your life and remake you into His image, so that God, who commanded light to shine out of darkness, can once again shine in your heart to give you the knowledge of His love and grace in Jesus Christ, so that you can have light in your life and be the beautiful person that God made you to be. So you can reflect His goodness and His beauty back to Himself, so that you can live praising Him, so that you can delight to sing of how great He is. Because when you know that you are that loved, when you know that God thinks that you're lovely and beautiful, because He sees you in Jesus Christ, you'll want to praise Him for doing that. You'll want to say, "Oh Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the works Your hand have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, Your power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Saviour God to Thee, how great Thou art! How great Thou art! Then sings my soul, my Saviour God to Thee, how great Thou art! How great Thou art!" Let me pray. Lord, You are a great God. This world reflects Your greatness, Your power, Your wisdom, Your goodness. Help us to see ourselves as You see us in Jesus Christ, that we might want to reflect back to You Your beauty and Your goodness. And we pray that You'd help us to do this in Jesus' name. Amen.